Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Yeehaw.
Hello, how are you?
I'm tired. I stay tired, though.
You took a, what I would call a fat nap yesterday. We tried to stay up late Friday night.
No, we didn't try. We did stay up late. We accomplished our goal. It just ruined the next day. Is that what you see memes and just social discussion about when you're young, you're looking at the clock. You're like, if I go to bed now, I get a good 2.5 hours sleep.
I used to be able to stay up really late. I mean, crazy late, variety of reasons. Sometimes it was just as simple as studying really late. I could go and get through basketball practice and a full day of school on 2 or 3 hours sleep. Granted, you know, there'd be some hell to pay a little bit. I'd be dragging ass, but I can't. Today was just Sunday and I couldn't do it, you know? I was exhausted yesterday. Bad.
That vacation or trips or whatever you want to call them as you get older really does take it out of you.
I feel so old thinking that and saying that, but
right, but that's back. The thing, that's just how it is.
It's like I'm never gonna mentally or financially recover from this. It's just like I'm not gonna get back from this. Definitely, I think we need to be wise in the future, and which you had a couple of days, because when we came back from vacation, you had a couple of days of your, like, because of Independence Day and stuff, you didn't have to go back straight back.
Are we calling it Independence Day now? Not 4th of July?
I don't know. In my head.
The day that we broke the chains of the British.
In my head, I literally saw, like, what would be written on a count. I don't know. Shit, I don't know why I said that. Anyway.
I love it, though.
Like, you have to factor in time. That would be a wise, like, life hack, is take off a day or two after you arrive back home.
Yeah, that's a good life hack. Because you need to rest. You can't just come back and...
And people and function and... Oh, my God. I did, like, I'm really proud that before we left on vacation, I was able to, like, get the house generally...
Yeah.
Tidied up to where...
But it lasted for 7 minutes because we decided to redo Charlie's room.
Vacation
the
Abbey.
The day we got back.
Vacation Abbey was like, oh, wow, here's some amazing furniture on Facebook Marketplace. And it was a wonderful deal, and I loved it. And Charlie needs new stuff. And she made an errand for post-Vacation Abbey to work with. And
literally the day we got back.
Not my wisest move, but... Yeah, I can't stand, like, I always think I can paint, that painting is, like, this really simple task, because, like, in the process, I'm like, well, hell, let's just paint Charlie's room, because the walls are so dirty and stuff, might as well paint them. I get in, I'm like, I literally hate doing this. I can't stand to paint. It's the cleanup and the preparation. Like,
That's with everything.
Like, I hate doing
that. If you need to be prepared to do it, I'm out.
You don't even...
If I just can't just show up and do it, does that say a lot about me?
Yes, it does.
Not
so
certain things
much.
I'm prepared for, obviously, but you do things that just I support, but are just beyond me.
Like what?
Like anything extra. Anything extra to do.
I don't even understand what that means. Like. life chores.
Let me grow a garden that requires work.
It's.
Did you enjoy it? I'm just saying, for me, not that, enjoyable.
Okay, that little garden was, it's every, so square foot gardening, like the whole point of that was that you plant according, like, you try to pack in as much as you can per square foot in the garden, right?
Yeah, but we're doing one square foot.
It's not even one. It's a 4x4 or some shit like that. So, like, everybody was in their space before we left on vacation.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, it rained down Miracle-Gro fertilizer while we were gone because...
It did apparently rain the whole time we were gone.
I come back and everybody's wilding out everywhere.
How many tomatoes you got?
A lot. Well, of the big ones, but the little cherry tomatoes that I was mostly looking forward to are not doing as well because the cucumbers took over. And though, like, God, the cucumbers were nothing. Cucumbers. Yeah, they're like wrapped around it. They got their little tendrils wrapped around, like, choking it out. And
for what you're going to grow in that garden, $3 could have got us all that.
I know.
One fell swoop at Kroger.
There's like a learning curve to it. And I love that. I like that I'm learning about things, like, mistakes have been made. My lettuce is doing something called bolting. Same lettuce. Like, it shot straight up in the air. I'm like, oh, hell, I don't have to do that. I don't know. I didn't realize I'm learning, and I enjoy that. So that, and it's preoccupying my brain. It's giving me, physical, like, something to go out and, like, do.
Something else to worry about.
I'm not worried about it. It gives me something else to learn about, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess you would say that would be
just
extra.
Just throw it in your repertoire.
Like, you don't want to have, like...
No, I don't even eat vegetables, so what are you talking about?
Hobbies talking or something? About? I don't know.
You growing some energy drinks out there?
What
would you do if, like, a deer just came and ate all of it tonight?
I'd punch the deer in the face. I don't think we'd have deer here. Now, the birds, I feel like, are getting a little too close.
Yeah?
They're
definitely shitting on it.
Probably. But I don't know. I'm very into this, but I wasn't prepared to be gone for 7 days and everything to, like, grow like the Amazon rainforest. So,
yeah.
I've learned that, like...
We thought we'd come back and do a podcast, and it's been... Nothing goes on without you while you're gone, you know? Like, work, it just stopped till I got back.
Did it?
Just piled up.
Piled up.
Stuff at home just piled up. Nobody cares.
But.
That's why retirement's going to be so good, isn't it? Just do whatever you want to do.
But I feel like what will happen, though, is, like, you just learn how to replace, like, you're like, oh, I have this free time. I can replace it, like, I need something to do, and then you end up replacing with other things to do. Maybe that's just me.
You're very wrong about that. There's a whole lot of nothing to be done.
That's just me.
Like, I'm a year away, and I've just been thinking, you know, for that first month, I don't know, because everybody will be back in school. I'll be home by myself. It's going to be a lot of sleep to get caught up on over the years.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, you are sleep deprived?
I just feel like I mean, there's always room for more.
Are you serious?
Just to activate my brain.
When's the last time that you legitimately, like, got under 5 hours sleep and didn't immediately try to make up for it the next day?
Oh, but like 3 times last week.
But you slept in and you took naps. And
I did not take naps. I took one nap. Yeah. Says the girl who took 4 naps today.
My estrogen is low, and I'm feeling it.
My estrogen is low. I think my cholesterol's a little low, too. It just got me down.
I hate you. I regularly, like, don't get sleep, and I just can't imagine, like, you saying that's the one thing you want to get caught up on. Like, what if you got...
How about I just want to do it for sport? I want to sleep for sport. All right?
So annoying.
I want to do nothing.
I don't know why. It annoys me so much.
I want to be able to wake up, go to the gym, come home, maybe binge watch a show, you guys get home and then find something else to do after you get home.
You could like prepare dinner. You could cook. You could clean. Scrub the floors.
I don't want you to be offended.
Wash the toilet.
But
no, see, don't
this family, 90% of their meals come from my brain and or my doing.
That's not true.
That's
not true.
Many a times it'd be 7 o'clock. Have you fed the kids? Yeah, I did.
That's not true. Nope.
Are you saying it's never happened? If I'm not here, you'll feed them.
Yeah.
But I'm here a lot.
I just want some input, and it's really easy. Harlan, do you want pizza or do you want chicken fries? Sometimes we'll throw a grilled cheese in there just to
throw you off.
Just to get wild. And then Charlie will cry and complain about anything that's not us going out to eat. And you don't eat, and I'll have chips and salsa. Everybody gets fed.
Yeah.
I don't know how people like cook meals all the time. I'm sick of feeding these people. Tired of it. You'll go back to work tomorrow. They're going to want breakfast. And then like 2 hours later, they're like, Harlan, will y'all, I'm hungry. After he's eaten, he's pounding Cheez-Its.
He's just a cereal snacker.
So annoying. I did find the day that I scheduled him, which I'm going to come up with one tomorrow when he wakes up. Mm-hmm. It made like, even for me, knowing that breakfast was this one thing, and then we had already thought about his lunch. I didn't do anything for Charlie. She was on her own. But I felt like he ate. He didn't snack as much throughout the day. We were on that schedule. Food was coming at 11. Like,
you got him tired.
Yes. So.
Turns out he is a bear to deal with when he's left to his own free will.
I cannot. I think I went into the summer trying to do some like week at a time plan, and I can't do
it. Weeks got away from us.
Well, yeah. And so if I look at day by day and say what can I do, and on Thursday I felt like if I could just get through the, you know, I got us to 2 o'clock. I scheduled him to 2 o'clock and thought, okay, after that we'll see where we are and then we'll add some things. But he needs that schedule because transitions are so difficult with him, and we had some really hard, like really 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 hard times. But I'm struggling to create a schedule that is super duper consistent for me personally. Like, I am fighting that.
Because you don't want to be on schedule.
I just don't. I don't like them. It's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me because if I wake up, you know, just how I feel on doing something, like I can, something can go wrong, and I just don't want to do that anymore. And so now I'm like resentful. I'm just resentful of having to get like trapped into this, like we got to do this thing. That's the hardest part of summer for me, is I get trapped into like driving people places, picking people up, feeding them, like this really mundane.
Being a mom.
Yeah, hate it. really redundant schedule where I want to do the fun things and the exciting things, but there's also these, like, I also have this really strong need to, like, clean our house, and people need laundry clean. And if we did not spend a little bit of time cleaning up, everything would just pile up around us.
It's true.
And then nobody can find anything. And I think that dysregulates everybody. So,
I mean, I could live out of piles, but
I can't. Like, I know I can. We have. But I just mentally can't. It's just bothers me.
It's pretty good. We packed up all of our stuff, at least most of my clothes, when we went on vacation.
Yeah.
And then we came home and it was mostly clean. We just put it back up.
Having laundry where, like, on vacation, like being able to do our laundry was very helpful.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, we split up our drive on the way down, and that worked out good. On the way back, I was like, I'm going home. I'm sleeping in my own bed tonight.
Yeah. And it was a 12-hour That was pushing it, I think, for all of us.
Well, by the time we got to Kentucky, everybody was asleep.
Yeah.
So it was, you guys were fine. I powered through for the last couple hours.
You did really good. I helped you a little bit. I gave you some relief, but not much.
Yeah. I just, driving with the family at their, because their age difference and like, it's just.
I do think it would be different if we just had Charlie in the car or just had Harlan. You could plan that. Yeah. But I thought this trip was going to be so different from last year. We drove last year to Florida and we took a similar car to what we have now. But last year we didn't have bucket seats. We had like the bench seat in the back.
Yeah.
Well, the kids fought the whole damn time over like space. I thought, okay, now everybody has their own personal seat. I'll be damned. I mean, there's nothing like a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old fighting over space in a back seat.
Like a pillow or a blanket.
I don't know why I didn't pack a pillow or blanket for Harlan. I just didn't. Well, that was dumb because, well, he had a pillow, but he didn't have a blanket. Yeah. He was fighting. He and Charlie were fighting over that. You have all this intention of like, I pack these lunches. Like, we can just eat a lunch. We don't have to stop and get something. No. You start with the gas station. Harlan's like loading up on, you know, $5 bags of Cheez-Its and slushies bigger than his head. And then you're like, oh, shit. We have to stop and go pee again. Like, if you do this.
He did good, though. He will let you know when he has to pee.
Yes.
That's the one shining light. May not be convenient, but he'll let you know. Like, we stopped. We went to my mom's a couple weeks ago on the way back. We stopped on the side of the interstate letting piss.
It's his favorite thing to do. We also saw a dead animal when we did that. Lots of questions. And he's kind of been, like, weirdly preoccupied with death, but not, like, fully grasping what he's saying. Like, he'll say, oh, I died. Like if you lose a life in a video game or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to.
So we pulled off our first Disney trip.
Yeah.
And don't come to us for tips and tricks.
I feel
like. Tell you what we did, but was it effective? Could have been. Was having an autistic 5-year-old in the world of overstimulation an ideal thing? No. I'm sure you guys have seen our pictures and like there's some really great moments, but those came at a price.
Anybody who asks, like, your trip looked amazing. Okay, full disclosure. The good moments, like, there were times that like we got teary eyed. It was precious. There were some really sweet times. But the hard times, like, for the most part, the preparation, the fighting, the stress was probably the highest it could get.
Oh, yeah.
There's
nothing like an entire theme park basically stopping and looking at you.
Thinking you're essentially kidnapping.
Yeah.
A 6-year-old or a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Which
we tried to keep it moving the whole time. Like, I did the Disney goers, I did the Genie Plus, where you could schedule ride times. And then we did an interview with Disney and obtained the DAS Pass, the Disability
Access
Services, which basically it doesn't let you skip the line. It just tells you when you can come. So, like, if, you know, if it's noon and we want to ride, like, Slinky Dog Dash was Harlan's favorite ride.
Mm-hmm.
I could check it and be like, you can come back at 1:30, which is great.
But you have to find something to do.
Yeah.
There's a
ton
of
stuff to do, but not for
if I'm correct, once we check in for Slinky Dog Dash at 1:30, we can't be checking in anywhere else.
No, that's why we did the other one too. So we had two going on at the same time. It worked better at Magic Kingdom because there was more offerings of stuff to do.
Right.
So we never really waited in between things.
So I am not, if you follow me on Facebook, you know, like, I am not a Disney person. And it's not.
We never went to Disney growing up. We
never went growing up. I've always said, like, when Charlie was little, I just could not believe that people took, like, their littlest kids – to Disney because the practical side of me said,
if she can't write a book report,
if she does not remember this, that's a lot of money that we just spent for who, for what, you know? Yeah. Because even as a parent, I will fully confess that there are these moments that you have that you're like, oh man, that smile, that face, that look, yeah, that's for you. That's, I mean, it's good for them, but they won't remember. Like Harlan won't remember, I don't know, maybe like how it felt to see the castle for the first time. Like he can never articulate that.
No, he didn't care either about the castle.
I was really pissed about that. I really wanted him to be excited about a castle, but you know, I mean, but that's what happens. Yeah. So we never took Charlie. I think we missed a solid window of time with her. Maybe like 7, 8-year-old Charlie would have been.
Oh, she'd have been all about it.
Amazing. But weirdly, she always like gravitated toward like older shows and stuff. That,
yeah,
like,
she was never a Disney princess gal.
Right. And I don't really, I would have to, I'm probably pissing off 1,000 people with this, but I would have to really go back and see like what were the big Disney hits then. I don't recall like a big Disney release of something that would have been like all the girls were doing the princess thing.
Frozen.
How old was she for Frozen? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, she was
yeah.
great school.
So I was pretty cynical about Disney. It just seemed like in my head, I was going with the very stereotypical, it's a shit ton of money for what? Right? For long lines and all this stuff. But we were gifted this opportunity to stay at a resort, and then we got the tickets, and Gary kind of figured everything out, and I'm like, it's expensive as shit, but it's not like, in my head, it was going to be so much worse. But there are people who go every single, like they go 5 to 6 days to the parks. Mm-hmm. We did two.
Yeah, we just did two.
So we got a good sampling of Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom. I think those were the best parks for us and our family and our interests. The Hollywood Studios was awesome for Harlan.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Like we went in and as soon as we got there, we went straight to ride a Toy Story ride.
Yeah.
Like that was the first thing we had scheduled.
We could have, if there was a way for him to ride Slinky Dog Dash,
1,000 times he would have done it.
His whole body got off that ride and just stopped and contorted, and he like froze and he put his hands up and he says, I love that roller coaster. And it was the best. It was the coolest thing. And he immediately wanted to go back on. You're like, oh, bro,
it's 2-hour wait.
That hurt. So, just a thought, Disney, if there's a way that you could have a special needs pass day or something for those sensory-seeking lunatics like him that could go on multiple times, that would be amazing.
Well, so when I was planning our trip, the Wednesday that we were there, and I could have bought him at the time, spoiler alert, glad I didn't, there was an after-hours event where he could have done that, probably rode as many times as he wanted. And I thought, well, you know, for the time that we're going to be there, we could just refund our tickets, buy these tickets, and it turns out you can't refund your tickets. I could have went to use them for a different day and then bought these extra, but I was like, I don't know. So we ended up, and by the time I was going to buy them anyway, they were sold out.
There are just so many rules, like, in my head, it's not just as simple as I'm going to go get, like, you get your Kings Island tickets.
Yeah.
And you go to the park and everything's great. And I think Kings Island has some other, like, they have some disability services, like, passes similar. But Disney is like, there's Genie Plus. You get your tickets. The season pass holders have blackout dates. Like, there are all these, like, wild rules and conditions. And then there's the virtual queue.
Yeah.
And certain things that you can sign up for. And I'm like, it's the complicated nature of it is such a turnoff for me.
Like, so if you want to start your, if you want to get off on the right foot, start your day, you probably legitimately want to like rope drop, be there when the park opens.
Which is what time? For, let's say for Hollywood Studios.
8:30. We could have got there at 8:30. So we got there 30 minutes before everybody else got there.
Yeah.
And schedule right and done all that. But
But there are some days at rope drop, there's gobs of people there, yeah, right?
It's just crazy. And then people stay until the fireworks at the end of the night. Where we were staying allowed us to stay in Magic Kingdom till midnight, mm-hmm. which was pretty awesome. Turns out it wasn't that awesome, but...
because it stormed and rained.
But we... and then, like, you could schedule your times throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But all that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, you start with getting in the virtual queue. So, like, if you're going to Magic Kingdom, you're going to ride Tron, you got to sign up for a boarding pass at a virtual queue. If you miss it at 7, you don't get it again until 1. And for us, we had a time slot at 5 p.m., which I got one. Or if you're at Epcot for Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, you get these boarding passes.
And apparently it's really strict. Like, you have to be there at the time they tell you to be there, or...
Well, you got an hour.
An
hour time frame. But, and then, so you want lightning. Like, me and Charlie really wanted to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It was about a 2.5 hour wait all day long. So on our way back, I paid for an individual lightning lane. It's $11 a piece. So I paid $22 just to be able to ride this ride. Spoiler alert, didn't get to ride it. Same with Tron. You know, like, kept refreshing at 4:59, and then literally as it turned 5 o'clock, I got our boarding pass. It wasn't until 11 o'clock that night.
I just feel like there's so much, like, it kind of takes away the experience of what you're doing if you're constantly glued to this app trying to get into these rides, you know, because you have to be super aware that that's going on. And on top of that, also, so Gary's like navigating that, but we're also like, okay, we got to eat. Let's go, you know.
And turns out if you really want to sit down and eat at Disney, you got to have a reservation.
Yep. And you have to, everything's like a mobile order, which is generally nice. But again, you got to have access to that app, and you have to be on top of things and planning things. And, you know, there's not just like, oh, do you guys want some, do you walk over here and get, because I remember Universal, we just got in line.
Yeah.
You just got in line. Granted, it's like pre-COVID and everything, but you stood in line, you got your food, you went and sat down. Like, there was no, I just didn't feel like there was that much preparation and extra app access to just go get on a damn ride.
Yeah. That's a big contention with Disney fans anyway, was the move from the Fast Pass to the Genie Plus system.
So, and
cuz the Fast Pass was free, like, everybody got one.
Okay.
But who's, I don't know, to say? We really did, I think, if you have young kids that want to ride rides, not roller coasters, but immersive rides. Because we did, like, we took Harlan on Haunted Mansion.
Loved it.
He loved it. We did The Little Mermaid.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, the 3D Muppet show, Harlan and I loved it. It was great. It just caught him at a good time, whereas he still wanted to be in the park. But I don't know how much, like, waiting he had left in him.
The 3D... it's not Abby's forte because...
I'll let you explain. Adorable. I did great.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, a ride in 3D, you're not...
We did the Toy Story thing, which is a 3D, like the game, Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, but it's just you move from screen to screen, yes, playing a game.
But, like, your body is physically, like, moving in this seat and you're playing these games. I was completely fine. In the process of Harlan having an enormous meltdown, we were scheduled to get on Slinky Dog Dash at like 1 o'clock. There was a long wait between the last ride that we did and Slinky Dog Dash. We tried to implement some like lunch in there. He wasn't having it. He was hot. It was just, we finally get to Slinky Dog Dash and it broke down.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck. We're screwed. Yeah,
and this is when he commenced to screaming from, if you're familiar with Hollywood Studios, from all the way from Toy Story Land at Slinky Dog Dash to the Brown Derby. He was in a stroller. Thank God we had that.
Oh,
but
God.
He, like, planted his feet in the ground, wouldn't let us move the stroller. He's like screaming, no. And people are staring at us. And that's him doing that. I'm I don't know if I'm immune to it, but it's everybody's reaction, like staring at you. And I'm like,
I will give credit here. You know, Charlie in the past, I'll never forget his first giant meltdown in public was in a Walmart. She also commenced to have a meltdown. And I just wanted to like join. Yeah. Let's just all sit here and cry. She was amazing. She just kept right on moving. It's yeah. like she was awesome. We just kept moving, but it still does not take away the fact that you're trying to fix the situation. So in the process of fixing it, Gary's like, we leave. Let's just leave and go back to the room and just reset. And I kept thinking, no, it like transitioning him from one place to the other is so hard because once you get him in the room, I said, that's where we stay for the rest of the day, unless you and Charlie come back. He said, okay, we can get on this ride called Star Tours. That sounded like a lovely little
tour.
Star Wars tour. I thought maybe we were going to learn about making of the movies. Or you were going to just look at some robots. Thought it was going
to
be just
you did get to see some robots.
Yeah. You did. Mm-hmm. In the queue. It was wonderful. So I'm getting through there and I'm noticing this door and I instantly, like, as soon as I get in line, I go, oh shit, it's like Simpsons. It's the Simpsons ride all over again. And I start looking, I go, Gary, what's happening? What is this? And he's like, you're fine. It's no, you're just going to go in there and sit down. It's good. It's like a big theater. I said, like a big, big room. He's like, yeah, it's a big room. I thought, okay, maybe it is like just a theater, like sit down and you're going to learn something. The girl was like, this girl who can sense the panic. She's like, yeah. Oh, this isn't a roller coaster. And I'm like, I would prefer if it were. I said, is there air conditioning? Because my biggest complaint is when I sit in these, I don't call it a ride. What is it? An experience?
They're called dark rides.
Okay. You sit down in this room. You just wear a seatbelt. It's like you're sitting in a movie theater and your seat is going to be moving, jerking is the better word for it, and tossing you around in front of a screen that is 3D. But there's, with the vision that you're flying and your body is moving, but there is no air blowing in your face.
Even, like, that never even crossed my mind that there's no air coming.
It crosses mine. I don't know why. My body just does not like the feeling of doing that. I get so damn nauseous. And I'm mad. Like, I instantly sit down and I know. So, like, the anxiety starts to happen. I feel the panic where I start sweating. I can't breathe. But I've got Harlan over here. I'm like, I got to make sure he's buckled in. He, again, is so excited. Like, he is, like, rallied back from his giant fit into, like, we're happy now. Like, something's happening. We're doing something fun. He sees characters that he recognizes from Star Wars. He's asking questions. He thinks he's in a movie theater, his other favorite place to be. Everything is wonderful. And I'm trying to be, like, happy for this little boy. And Charlie and Gary are just laughing at me the whole time.
That's not true. Laughing with you.
The minute it started, I was like, I'm going to die. So I did exactly what I did on the Simpsons ride. And I just closed my eyes and I counted. And I would, until we stopped and I could take a breath, and I would just sit there and close my eyes and count until it was all over. And the sweetest little thing is when Yoda comes on screen and Harlan's going, it's Mr. Yoda. Hi, Mr. Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute, but I was dying.
If you had your glasses on, you'd see he's like positioned right in front of you, like yeah. He's talking to you. Yeah. So Harlan thought he was talking to him.
Yeah. And then the doors open up and I just jump out and Harlan's like, we're back on Earth. Like, he really thought we left and went somewhere.
Yeah. So we had went through the Star Wars area. Somebody had their lightsaber they'd built there, which is hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And Harlan's like, I want a Star Wars wand.
I love that he calls it a Star Wars wand. I know that is horribly taboo and just awful, but it is a Star Wars wand if you ask us.
Yeah. So we get out of Star Tours and they have plastic lightsabers.
I'm like, well, they had lightsabers everywhere, but Gary, we had to get in and out of here quickly. And so Gary rushes to the side, grabs the $20.
I didn't even know it was 20. I just grabbed the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Flipped over. It's like, oh, it's only 20 bucks.
This is the one we want.
And he loved it.
It's all he needed because it made noise. It lights up.
Yeah.
It was blue. That's all he needed.
Yeah. We were in Magic Kingdom at the candy store in front of the Dumbo rides. And he had to have a blue sugar cookie. Turns out he only ate the blue part.
That's it. He ate a blue donut in what place was that? Futureland? Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland, yeah.
And blue slushies all day, so.
Yeah.
For those of you without kids or with kids, you know that means green shit all day long.
So it was fun. Don't get me wrong. Like I would love to go back without the kids.
The hardest thing, I think, for you, patience is not your natural gift.
It erodes over a 100-degree day pretty fast.
Yes. So I know that was the hard part for you. Plus, you really wanted to get in. Like, you can't enjoy the rides the way that you want to. Like, this is your thing. This is for you, too. But you're also having to sacrifice a lot.
It wasn't that.
At the whim of, you know.
It wouldn't have hurt whatever. My feelings to stand in line for an hour for something. Or even, I think, Charlie, too.
But you can't with him. There's no way. There is no way, even with the stroller, whatever. And you can't take the strollers into the line.
Yeah, so he's got to be in line. Which we, to be fair, even when we did the Lightning Lanes, we didn't wait.
No.
We skipped the biggest part of, like, the pre-show stuff.
Yeah.
Like the queue.
I think Dumbo was one of the longest waits that he had to actually do.
And he did good.
He did, you know. But there was a lot of different transitions to rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
On the Dumbo one, I thought we screwed up.
And we're going to the playground.
And I was like, if we get in this playground, we're never getting out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it looked terrifying.
Yeah, we bypassed that.
But, I mean, there's things that I would have loved. I'm still bummed that you and Charlie didn't get to ride the rides. Like, that really
Yeah, so
sad.
We went back early. Like, we did a lot of things at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it rained while we were there. And still had a good lunch. We rode most everything that I think Harlan would have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, we were like, okay, we can be here till midnight. We'll go back. We'll freshen up. And then Charlie and I will come back and then do that. So when we get back to the room, I've got the Tron booked. I've got the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So we have a plan when we go back. We figure everybody's going to be watching the fireworks. We'll go do whatever we want to do. Oh boy, were we wrong. So we get there and we have like 20 minutes to kill before we get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So Charlie wanted to ride the People Mover, which is just a very slow moving trek across Tomorrowland. And you go into a couple buildings, but for the most part, you're just in a slow move. There's no seatbelt or anything.
No.
So we get off that and we come out of Tomorrowland and we're facing Princess's Castle and we're going to turn to the right to go the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. When we look at the castle, blue skies, beautiful. When we turn to go to the roller coaster, dark. Like, mm-hmm. I sent Abby a picture, like, this doesn't look good. So we book it. We're going up there. We get to the roller coaster, but we're still probably 100 yards from the entrance. Like, we can see the roller coaster. It's not moving. It's not going. I'm like, it's like, all right, Char. It's not raining yet, but it's thundering. So we get to the entrance of the Lightning Lane, and everybody's coming out. And there are some Karens. Because, like I said, if you're doing that, you got to pay for it.
That sucks. And yeah. I feel that for them, but there's, you know, nothing. You do that at the risk of...
Hey, we did get a free one.
But you had to be there the next day.
The next day.
I was bummed because Charlie, I think... So something this trip is very... highlights for me, I think... Our family struggles with the opportunity, and I don't know if all families of kids with special needs are like that, or if it's just because of an age difference, or if it's the complexity of both for us, is that we don't get to do a lot of things together.
Yeah.
As four people. We don't get to go out
Yeah.
together a lot. Gary and I spent a lot of the vacation separate. So I was really looking forward for Charlie to get that moment with you and have a lot of fun.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That way that she could kind of put the exclamation point on the trip.
Yeah.
Of she and Dad kind of got the old Universal sort of moment. I think it ends up okay because she sees the fireworks.
Oh, you gonna let me tell a story?
I don't know that everyone wants to hear the whole story, but sure.
Well, I mean, there's a story to it.
Okay.
So we get to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It shuts down. The clouds open up. We dip into this restaurant. We sit there for a while. It starts to, the rain kind of eases up. So as the rides are down, remember, I've got an 11 o'clock reservation for another ride. I've only got an hour to play with because the park closes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting pushed. So we're sitting there and I'm watching it get pushed and pushed, and then it's gone.
Mm.
So my reservation's done for that. So as it's about 9:10, I was like, well, we're out here, Charlie. Let's just dip around. Let's get in front of the castle. We'll watch fireworks and we'll see what's open. So somehow we get in front of the damn cat, like primo seats.
Which Gary tells me, going down to Disney, when I'm asking about the fireworks, he was like, listen, he said, there are people that start setting up at 5-6 o'clock at night to get their spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, when do fireworks start? He was like, dark. I was like, hell no. No. So I'm not that committed.
So we get these good spots. Somebody gets engaged behind us. Like, we're sitting there, it's dark. All these lights flash and people are cheering. We turn around and somebody getting engaged.
That's awesome.
So it's supposed to start 9:20. At 9:25, they come on. Happily Ever After has been postponed due to weather, or been delayed due to weather. We're like, all right, cool. We got good. As we're standing there, we get better spots because people start leaving. We wait there probably an hour, and they make an announcement it's still delayed, and then the skies open up. Mm. So it's pouring ash rain. Now, the only thing Abby wanted was a popcorn bucket. So we're leaving. I'm at the exit of Magic Kingdom. At a popcorn stand, piss pouring the rain, and I'm like, hey, I just gotta get my wife a popcorn bucket. The guy in front of me goes to pay with his card and their system goes down. So I'm like, shit. And she's like, what do you want? I was like, I want a popcorn bucket and a Diet Coke, because I was dying. I was probably very dehydrated the whole trip. So anyway, I'm standing there in line. Charlie's impatient. She's ready to get back to the bus. It's pouring the rain. Then all of a sudden they come across Happily Ever After will start in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh shit. So ends up I get comped the popcorn bucket and the drinks.
I basically saved the night.
You did.
I did. My
No. And, me
but hang on.
Looking out for you.
Hang on. That's true. I never got to eat the popcorn. You ate the popcorn.
That's true. Well, I got home, you had a big bowl of popcorn next to you. I was like, she won't miss this.
I made popcorn, but it was awful because we didn't get any butter when we went to the store, and it was just
so I watched plain. These fireworks from Main Street, which is like the main artery going to the castle.
Char said you really enjoyed them.
Listen, I about choked up.
That's what she said.
I was like, damn.
I'm glad that moment got salvaged.
But and we still had like an hour we could have stayed there, but it was pouring ass rain. It rained the whole time back.
But you can't do anything if it's raining, right? Like the park's open,
you
but
do
you
the
can't.
Inside stuff.
Oh, but you can't do any of the like the roller coasters that you all
wanted
to do.
No, we wanted to do. We couldn't do it.
Bummer. I feel like we could go back now and like lessons were learned. We know some things. Yeah. I would definitely want to do it on the cheap. I you can easily get caught up in the like buying shit that you don't need.
Like the kids got Mickey ears, and then we did a character dinner,
which is it was really good.
Worth it one time.
It is. It was great, and the food was good. It was a buffet style, but our family, a buffet is such a waste. This is wild to say. It's a waste of money. You've got Harlan eating nuggets, and I'm like,
and ice cream
for the and cookies for what this meal cost. Eat yeah, it's every not nugget. Cheap. Charlie, who's eating hummus, and I'm like, okay.
I got a plate. I need a plate.
Gary eats a plate, but can't eat everything on it, and he's like, oh man, I would F these mashed potatoes up if it were like a year ago. And I'm sitting here eating, knowing like.
And I'm like, if I could just eat more, we could. Because now when we're eating at Hollywood and Vine, we're on the clock for Slinky Dog Dash.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, we got to kill time here.
Yeah.
And we did. The characters came through. Harlan. We didn't know how Harlan would act. And we got to meet Goofy in the park.
Yes. And that went really well. So we thought, okay. Oh, and he met Buzz, too.
Mm-hmm.
He did really good with all those interactions. So I thought, okay, dinner's going to be, because that was a huge risk to lie. And I heard from several people, like, how they managed having an autistic kid, if they didn't like the characters, like, the cast members are very well trained.
Yeah.
To navigate a variety of kids' needs. But he loved it. He interacted. He waved at them. Mini kissed him.
It was really cute.
So that was worth it. It was nice to do that. And I was dead set against a character.
He met
dinner.
Stormtroopers, and which they don't like, they moved just the whole time, yeah. Right? But they stopped and talked
asked him
to
if he was looking for trouble
or adventure.
Or adventure. And he said adventure. And so, like, I was so nervous, like, what he would say to them. But, I think, you know, going, like, if we were to do it again, I don't know that I would have scheduled.
Harlan made a TikTok in front of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which was he loved that.
One of my favorite rides, I think.
Yeah, that was good.
I really liked that one.
Which he screamed for that as soon as we saw it.
Yeah.
I was like, but I already had a ride booked. I was like, we'll come back. We just have to go get on this ride now.
We had to go back and watch. There was, like, you can just watch Mickey Shorts in one of the theaters. And he demanded that we go back, and I thought, I'm not passing this up. So I tell Gary where we are. He and Charlie have been on the Tower of Terror. But he enjoyed a good theater show. So that was my boy. Like, yeah. I could do that all day. I kind of wish we saw is it Fantasmic?
Yeah, that was that's the nighttime show there.
Yeah, I kind of wish we would have done that.
Which we were leaving probably 30, 45 minutes before it started, but we'd had a day. We'd had a day.
I don't know that we could have.
We tried to go to the big pool the next day. That was a disaster. And that's when we realized we probably all couldn't go together to things.
Yeah.
Because Harlan, first of all, it was packed. There was so much stimulation. There was a slide.
There were multiple slides.
Multiple slides. There were rocks that he thought he could jump off of. The, bless their hearts, the lifeguards were like.
They just, like, they wanted you to go down the slide, right?
On your
butt. Well, Harlan would lean back. I honestly don't think it's because he was trying to be a daredevil. He just has a lot of core issues and can't sit up. And so he was like, the force of going down a slide, the natural thing you do is lean back. So it's not like he was going down on his belly or going down backward or anything. But, you know, the other thing they do that it hit me is you can't just say, hey, sweetie. That's not his name. He doesn't know, hey, sweetie. Yeah. He doesn't know, hey, darling. It's Harlan. So I told a lifeguard, I said, his name's Harlan. Say Harlan and then give him a direction. So say Harlan, touch the stairs. You can't say Harlan, get out of the way. That doesn't mean shit to a kid with, you know, his learning issues. So she nodded, but it just went south very fast. So
again, the whole pool staring at you
A woman actually came over and said, is there anything I can do to help? I mean, Harlan like was beating the shit out of us.
Yeah. I was trying to put his shoes on him.
Because damn concrete was hot.
Yeah.
But he ends up walking out without his shoes on. And
I carried him. And then we get back and he's fine. But you know, good people in this world are like, hey, this other pool, there's not a lot of people there. We did that pool and he loved it.
Turns out
I probably got a hernia in that pool. Oh, I got to go to the doctor Wednesday to have I call the doctor and.
A hernia. Who are we?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was just, so Harlan needs just a plain ass pool.
Yeah. But then when we get to our resort on the last leg, this was the best because it had a tall water slide.
You had to walk up 3 stories.
Yeah. So after a couple trips, the last trip we made, we went, Abby and Charlie spent the day at the ocean. So Harlan and I were going to go to the pool and we just kind of laid around the room. He finally got enough gumption to get it off his ass and go. And we get down there. And the last trip, we only did 3 slides. But the last trip, we got passed on the stairs by 10 people. I was like, just go around. He's making his way up. And by the time Abby gets to the pool, Harlan's just, he's done. He's just floating.
He's doing his float thing. Which, you know, I'm a little sad because we had one full day. We get there on Friday and Charlie and I get to go down to the ocean and walk around and stuff.
And I got a bourbon.
Yeah. We did not get to have a full family fun beach day, you know?
But we're not, me and the boy are not really beach guys.
I think though, that's true, but there is still a little bit I want to have that experience of everybody hanging out, whatever that looks like, you know? So I got him up the next morning. Bluey, God, thank God for Bluey for so many damn things.
Bluey had a summer.
Bluey goes to the ocean and looks for seashells. And so apparently they also look for buried treasure or something too.
Yeah.
Because Harlan, my ass would have been out there all day long. Because he's like, dig. You dig. So I get him up that morning and we walk and we look for seashells, but they didn't look like the ones on Bluey. He wanted big ones. And I'm like, this is it. Best I can do is this little clamshell. Pick it up, son. I take a little cup. We collect them. He loves the sensation of the water rushing in. And so to the point, I didn't put a life jacket on and we were just walking through the ocean. It's like, oh shit. There was a, what's that called? A rip current warning out.
The riptide.
But he and I got to have that moment. I thought we could definitely have done small doses of the ocean with him, but it's, you know,
intermittent.
Very much so. So it's hard thinking
I did get to go out and spend a couple hours with you.
Yes. I'm very appreciative that you came and laid with me. Gary needs an umbrella. A very good wind blowing. You know, you can't, nice lounge chair, and he's good. He's good. He handled the beach very well. I know it's not his favorite thing, but I got in line really early to go reserve these beach chairs.
Yeah.
I was the first one there. I was an hour early. So Gary gets in line for an hour to wake up early to reserve amusement park rides. Your girl get out there an hour early. For a chair.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. But we got the first chair available that was not previously reserved. I don't understand that whole system, but.
Yeah. There was so many people there, too.
Yeah.
And Disney's making so much money.
It's wild. The people I talked to in line, they were going on a Disney cruise the following year for their anniversary. They were big Disney people. They're going to celebrate their 50th anniversary.
I just saw big drama on the current Disney cruise. Didn't make it to France or wherever we're supposed to go.
Huh?
We're supposed to go to Cannes or something. And it didn't make it there. It turned around.
Why?
Guest troubles. I don't know. Something happened on the boat. Other highlights of the trip, though. We drive halfway down. Get a hotel room. So Harlan's a pool guy, so we go to the pool. Ducks fly into the pool.
Which... just the sanitation of that.
Right. And we got there and this kid was like, somebody pooped in the pool. I was like, where? They're like, right there. I was like, I don't see any poop. We'll go to the other side. So we got in the-
I thought Gary texted me. I was getting ready to go exercise and he was like, the pool might be closed, ? There's poop in the pool. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is the first gigantic breakdown we're going to see, because all Harlan wanted to do was go swim in his pool.
And we got in the pool. Ducks got in the pool. We had a good night. Everybody rested up. We made our dining reservations that night, which people were freaking out because you can make Disney reservations 60 days before you get there. We made ours like 24 hours before we got there.
You don't get the exact time that you want.
Right.
Like, but I think what ends up happening.
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, people can do multiples.
And then
they let them go.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we don't want to do that one. So.
So we go to Walmart the next day.
I needed tweezers. Also had a little bit of a UTI, conveniently.
So we're looking for some AZO pills, tweezers, and let's just say your boy still got it. Because I'm walking.
Gary got hit on. One girl loses it because he has a Simpsons tattoo on his leg, which his is a very obscure Simpsons tattoo, the Lard Lad donut guy. I mean, we're not there for 2 minutes. She's like, I love your tattoo. I'm going to have to give me another Simpsons tattoo. I love it. And just like chatting him up. I was like, okay, cute, adorable. I'm in one aisle looking for something. I hear in the other aisle, oh, you look strong.
That's right.
I laugh out loud.
Listen, the black lady love me.
She said, oh, you look strong. Oh, and then we go down another aisle and he's sneezing and some guy was like, bless you. And I was like, okay, let's get you out of here. You're causing a scene.
Yeah. Of all the purchases on this vacation, all the hundreds of dollars we spent on food, Harlan's favorite thing was getting a Mr. Beast bar.
Oh my gosh. That's all he needed.
You would have thought. And now he's convinced that Mr. Beast and his dad are friends.
Where did that
I have no idea
come from?
He keeps wanting to see a picture of me with Mr. Beast.
And he thinks I married Mr. Beast, too. He thinks that you are Mr. Beast in all the prom pics that your mom sent home today.
Well, I'm not.
It's adorable, but yeah.
But summer's halfway over now.
You always say that.
After the 4th of July.
We didn't really celebrate 4th of July this year. We were so bummed. Like, we were so tired from driving straight through.
And it rained.
Yeah.
And then, like, for some reason, nobody actually celebrated on the 4th. It was that weekend before.
Morehead did something the week before. Mount Sterling did it.
The Monday that we got back.
Yeah, we were just... We had to make it... Like, we were invited somewhere. And I was really thinking, like... Let's just do this, but like you have to decide.
Is it worth? Again, you'd have to split up, you know.
Either Charlie and I could have gone by ourselves, or if we go as a family, how hard do I want to go with supervising Harlan? And what, you know, there's a pool at this place. Okay, will he be okay in the pool? Not like, I mean, he has his life jacket, but will it be the hotel pool all over again where he's throwing a fit? What's it going to be like? How are we going to get him home? How are we going to transition him home? They'll have food there. He probably won't eat anything. What do we pack? And like, I get halfway in coming off a vacation, I think my brain was just like, no, nope, I'm choosing no today. I'm choosing nothing and no decision making. Whereas I think maybe had we not just come home from vacation, maybe we could have mustered up the ability to do it. But, you know, I value people who ask us to come over and do things. And I feel like shit that I have to say that I say no and I choose no as much as I do. I just don't know how to explain to people what it's like sometimes. And maybe it gets better when he gets older. I don't know. I don't want to like isolate ourselves and
it's.
And do that, but it is so fucking hard.
Like, it explaining, then even if you show up, it's, again, like, it's different.
He's going to
and
say,
it's not different for us. And he's going, what's your name?
Or did John Port call you?
Yeah.
John Port's calling.
He gets very obsessed over things. And like it, like while we were stationary, it was not an issue. But whenever we got in the car, he asked, are we going to go see some corgis?
He wanted to see corgis.
Because he loves Hammy and Olivia on YouTube.
And then what if where we go, there's a dog? Is the dog friendly enough for him to pet? Because guess what? He can handle one of his biggest fits that he had. We were at a graduation party and the people had a dog that was in a dog, not a cage, whatever, a kennel. But the dog couldn't, it wasn't a friendly dog. He does not understand that's not a friendly dog. So like the criterion conditions to get him out in public are so fucking exhausting that I hate always being this person that's like, that sounds wonderful. And, you know, we have narrowed it down to like our family. We know what we can, what our limits are there with them. And it's,
everybody's got like a short, like he's good in doses.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I get,
but for, it's our normal though.
Right.
Like, it does not faze me anymore. I'm just like, whatever, dude.
Yeah. And then you, if you're like, okay, here, just look at my phone because you know, that's going to like, so the phone or a screen or an iPad will completely decompress him.
Yeah.
And I know it looks like we're just shoving a screen in our kid's face and he's, I don't know. I don't know what you want to label that or think of that. And it looks bad. I know society will like look down on that. But for him, he is able to relax.
Yeah.
It is able. It's a opportunity for his brain to chill out because it is so exhausting for him to function and interact with people a certain way. So I have to mentally deal with like, what's it going to look like when I get tired? I'm like, here, fuck it. Take the phone.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then he wants to get on like the wildest shit that.
Like we've taken YouTube off everything.
Also, this week we've detoxed from YouTube.
Which went well. He's not really asked for it.
Mm-mm. So he only gets.
I mean, he's all in on Bluey.
Yeah. He will get some access to it if he chooses to when he does his every single morning. He has a 10-minute. He
gets his morning constitutional.
Poop and phone. But he, you know, it's not. He got really into this John Pork thing. And it was getting so obsessive. So, like, he stayed with my mom one night. And she took the YouTube away from him as well. And just kept him on Bluey and Disney and stuff. But he gets so wildly into this stuff that it's hard to rein
him back in. Corgis and Pigman.
The corgis, man. That's all he wanted. Like, he was so mad when we got home that we had not seen any corgis.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like,
He had slept from our last stop almost all the way home. And as we pull in, that's all. Like, we still, I think we still had YouTube on the TV then.
Yeah.
And he went to bed watching.
Because I didn't know how to take it off.
Yeah, Hammy and Olivia.
While he fell asleep, I was trying to figure out before he woke up that morning how to get it off.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, that's something I need to ask somebody is like, when
you're how do you break that cycle?
When you're obsessed with something that I can't deliver on.
Yeah.
I can't take you to a dog's house that I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know Hammy and Olivia. And he fully expects us to take him there. Like, I can't do that. How do you, what do? You just redirect? And
I don't know.
It's so weird to try to like rationalize with someone who cannot rationalize. I'm talking to a drunk person constantly praying that they forget the conversation.
And he usually does for a while.
No, he doesn't.
I mean,
he's so scared. It's
like bait and switch.
You get to get him out of a pool yesterday. Two days ago, Gary promised that he would take him to his sister's house.
Yeah.
Which Harlan loves because there's a pool and a dog there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we going to do? We're not going there today. What are we going to do? He's going to ask. I was so nervous picking him up because I was like, or driving into Moore because he's going to be like, we're going to Amy's?
Oh, we switched that with the grimace shake, which he had seen like the TikToks of like
the grimace challenge, birthday yeah, shake challenge.
Like it's not very kid friendly, that stuff.
No,
but he was like, "Happy birthday, grimace," and then he pretended to pass out or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's difficult. So our vacation looked amazing.
I just want to be very clear about how hard it is to take a vacation.
Yeah,
with him.
And it's not. And my thing is, I'm not gonna not let him do those things. Like right. If I gotta, like it's that wasn't for me. That vacation wasn't for me. One day maybe, me and you will go on vacation on our own.
Yeah.
We are for our 20th anniversary having a little, but it's not on our own, but with all of our bestest friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go celebrate for a weekend. That'll be fun. We're gonna be married 20 years.
Can you believe it?
I'm only gonna be 28 on my birthday. Got me young. That's, I don't know. And it's, you know, we got to hang out with our friends this weekend, and it was, we talked about how hard it is to be an outsider.
Because, in our group?
Yeah, like, when we all hang out, we don't really invite friends. Like, we have other friends, obviously, than this friend group. But when we're together, we're pretty toxic.
That's a good way of putting it.
To each other. But it's all with love.
Yes.
Like, I mean, literally do anything for any of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Except go golfing.
I had a hernia. And I sold my golf clubs.
I sold your golf clubs.
Yeah.
To the guy who was working on our street.
But if you bring somebody that's, I mean, it's a lot of nostalgia, a lot of inside jokes, a lot of things. And if you come in, just know you're going to get the business too. You ain't immune.
Yeah.
Just because we don't know you that well.
I've always said that even about my own family. At Christmas, I think we've talked about this here before, like one of the cousins brought a new significant other over. And so the family like initiated him with one of those like funny TikTok things where we said the Pledge of Allegiance after that. But that aside, coming into like my family is hard because just that tightness is there and into
it. It's just very,
But our friend group is like that. But at the same time, I feel like, I wonder what it's like for them, like, to go out. Like, I have friend groups, and I'm nervous to take you to meet them. Like, I don't know that you've hung out with anybody I work with before.
Same, really.
I've hung out with my work stuff way more.
Yeah, like, you don't invite me to your Christmas parties or nothing.
We don't really. I'm scared.
Now that you're on the leadership team, and that crew gets together. That.
Not.
I could really put some educational philosophies in them.
We're not. Like, I don't take you out to places, and I'm like, oh, God, it's such a risk.
People love me.
That's a risk that you think that, but
I am an acquired taste.
You are.
But I'm not. I'm pretty quiet for the first.
No, you will show your butthole pics. Within 30 minutes.
I mean, I have to get some repertoire going first, but yeah.
That's not quiet. Look at my butthole is not a quiet
Listen,
thing.
Listen, my poor doctor has seen my butthole.
He's fixing to see more than that for his hernia.
Get up in my pee hole. Listen, Jeremy.
I just want to know, I just want everyone to know that I called it. I said, you have a hernia, and you're like, not here. And I was like,
It had to be like in your stomach. I thought it was, turns out, no, it's called something else, but it's not in my stomach.
So I was right.
It's in my groin. And when I called the doctor's office, they're like, when's the last time you were checked? I was like, 1997 sports physical. That's not something you go, that's not commonplace.
Is that why they do that?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you think? They just wanted to see how your nuts are growing?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
have
the, so
a sack.
When I check myself.
Wait.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why am I giggling?
So you cough to the exertion. and your testy should draw up. If they don't, there's something wrong. Mine did not. And I was like, okay, it's hernia. And I'm talking to people like, is it burning yet? I was like, yeah. I was like, that's why I thought I had like a hip flexor or a strained muscle or something, because it was.
Yeah, I was showing Gary all my hip flexor stretches.
Yeah, it's all, but
it does not help.
It's messing
all
with my sleep because I can't really sleep on that side. Anytime my hips cross each other, it's weird.
In the opening scene, one of the opening scenes of White Lotus,
which is an awful show, by the way.
It's interesting. This family is on vacation. It's this husband and wife, and they're very shitty, mean-ass teenage girl, and they're weird teenage son, but the husband and wife are in the room, and he thinks he has
Ducky Boy Steve Zahn.
He thinks he has testicular cancer, and she's like, he's just sitting there on the bed, and she's like looking at his ball sack, and I'm like laughing. I'm like, well, I guess just a theme, just like vacations and ball sacks with men. I don't know. He's like, does it look swollen to you? It's like, that's an opening scene you don't forget.
Yeah. I tried to get into that show. I watched a couple episodes of Abby last night. The longer I watched, I was like, I'm trying to figure out,
it got awards, right?
Yeah, stupid shit gets awards.
The best I can come away with right now is you've got all these people in this gorgeous paradise, amazing place, but they're unhappy. They're
symbolic,
and they're fucked up. Like, that's all going on. And everybody has their own crap going on and stuff. So I'm like, I've got that theme going into it. I don't really know. What am I in? Like 5 episodes in or something, but
I think there's only 6.
There's 2 seasons though, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's a second season, but I've watched way worse television, so. I just wanted to see kind of the hype of it. I know I'm a million years late on that. The other thing, I'll probably never watch it, but the Ted Lasso is another thing I've never.
Yeah. I like it in the clips.
You watch stuff like that, though. You watch it.
Yeah. I'll get the gist of it.
I want to watch Tom Segura's thing. Yep. I've seen clips of it already, so. Which I don't know, like. Somebody posted like 2 or 3 clips, and I'm like, at what point are you just like copyright infringement when you're just throwing up somebody's clips to something?
That's a thing.
Yeah. But
we hope you enjoy your week or weekend whenever you listen to this. Thanks for still listening, even though we've been sporadic. Catching shit like of the time between podcasts, so to appease the vocal ones, Jason Ellis. Like he just texts while we're here. He's like, where's that podcast I was promised? And I took a picture of you as we're recording it. So this one's for you, Jason. So yeah. That was our trip. We're back to normal ish. I don't think anything we ever do is normal.
No.
Now it's time to plan out our fall schedule.
No, I did buy a planner. So
school
I'm
supplies
really...
and school clothes and
it's a season.
You still have
man.
To do like PD and stuff,
huh?
You still have to do like PD and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. it's not different. It's like I'm just not in a classroom. That's the difference. I get to have like my first meeting this week. I'm really nervous.
Yeah. I'm always nervous too.
For meetings?
Yeah.
You're a liar. You're lying through your lie hole.
Oh, I'm just very performative. I just like any chance I get to
shine.
I mean, throw me in any crowd and it's diamond in the rough.
Yeah, that's what's happening with you. God.
All right. Tell a friend. We're now booking Disney vacations for people.
Do not come to us for advice. We are a great
example. We can tell you what not to do, what worked for us.
Very, very niche advice for you all.
Let me tell you, though, we were bombarded while we were there. Like, my TikTok, Facebook was just all Disney stuff.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting that off my algorithm now. because I really got into the Disney Tips and Tricks group.
It's always the first post now, every
and
time.
And so, yeah. And I'm like, hey.
But then we saw somebody we knew that lost their bag. They got it back.
Did they?
They did.
We've been following.
It's funny because people post like, they'll post a picture of somebody's car with their license plate and be like, hey, you're in, I don't know, Moana's parking lot. You left your flashers on.
Or your car is running.
So yeah. I'm like, who does that?
I just need everybody to understand that you can search in the group, wear the shoes that you think are fucking comfortable. You don't have to ask that question every day.
Yeah.
Or
what's the best place to eat it? There's 1,000 of those posts. And people, listen, people are not there for your shit either. Like, you would think a like-minded group would all be supporting.
I asked a question and didn't get a ton of information back, but I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, you're asking about Tootles.
I don't understand why Tootles is not.
He's not a canon Mickey canon. He's from one show.
But.
So, like, there was no Bluey there. Disney Junior didn't get a lot of love.
There's a whole Disney Junior section, though.
That was another thing. We went to the Disney Junior show. Harlan had a complete freak out before we went in, and they let Abby just hang out.
They let me hang out in the queue, the line, after it closed. This guy's like, ma'am, you need to move along. I looked at him. Harlan is sobbing over top of a rail, and I was like, this is weird. But I just have to say, like, I'm trying. He's having a meltdown. He is autistic. And the guy just immediately is like, take your time, ma'am. And I was like, sorry.
I was ready to dance, too. I was about that dance party life. But we did get him a Mickey bar after that, and we saw Donald Duck. So
everything worked out for the best.
Yeah, in those moments of disaster or something, you know, a little shining star came through each time.
I was like, go get him ice cream. It's probably the only thing he ate that day, but, oh, that was hard. Because, like, somebody telling me to, like, I have to move my kid. Sir, he is... You may weigh less than him.
Yeah.
I didn't have the stroller. Didn't know how to get him out. But I will say
that was great, though, when we'd go ride rides and they check kids' height. He's always.
Yeah. But, you know,
I'll leave you with this story.
Okay.
At the end of the day, the last ride we rode in Magic Kingdom was the Tomorrowland Racers, which is just a go-kart track. Me being tired, a little overwhelmed, dehydrated, herniated. I didn't realize that Harlan had gotten the driver's seat. Harlan has never driven anything in his life. Harlan's feet barely touch the pedals. Guess what happens when you can't touch the pedals? You can't push the pedals in. You can't make it go. He had the wheel. I had the pedals. Now, it would not, you were in the lane. It would not let you get out of the lane. So I would have to hold the gas down while we bounced around this lane. He was not having it. Several times, I just let off the gas. You do it, bro. Couldn't do it.
It took you all forever to get around.
So I was just like, you know, people can't pass you because there's like multiple cars in the lane, and they can't bump you. But thank God we were like in the number one position, so there's nobody around us.
Yeah.
And we took a leisurely stroll around Tomorrowland Racetrack.
It was adorable. He loved it.
He did love it.
You walk turning the corner. At this point, Charlie and I have had a falling out over something. I think she told me to chill or something. It was something really dumb. I was like, yeah, I'm not here for that. Give me your phone and go sit somewhere else. So I'm about ready to murder her. We're hot and tired. But you all coming around the bend. And I see Harlan's little face, and I'm like, he's driving? And you have a look of terror on your face, like, I've made a mistake. I don't know what I'm doing. But everybody's waving, and he's like, Mom! It was so sweet. And yeah. I think he had really wanted to ride those. Mm-hmm. That was something he chose to do. But I did get tickled at how long it took you all to make your way to us.
Oh, yeah.
But it was good. It was a good.
That's how we ended the day. So, if you're looking for tips and tricks, tell a friend, listen to the podcast. We'll be back. MIC, see you real soon.
KY. I don't know the rest.
Because we love you.
Because we
MOUSE. Yeah. But I to redeem myself, I do get to go to Universal in a couple months.
Bless your heart. You are so deprived.
I just really, like a Make-A-Wish kid.
That's not appropriate, Gary.
That should be the theme of this podcast. Not appropriate for all ages.
Mm-mm, it's not.
Not appropriate even if you are of age.
It's true.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
And we love you all. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.